Heidi. Together in the mountains. The bells rang up from the valley, and the birds were singing in the trees when Heidi woke up in Uncle Alp's chalet. After breakfast, she set out to visit Peter's granny. Faster and faster she ran down the mountain path until at last she saw the little cottage.
Gracious, that's just how Heidi used to come rushing in.
It's me, Granny! It's me, Heidi!
She said, racing inside, hugging the old blind lady and smothering her with kisses. Granny refused to believe it until her old hands had felt every curl of Heidi's hair. And all the while, the child chattered about Frankfurt.
There were no trees! Imagine! And no flowers, or goats, or mountains.
Just big stone buildings with windows that wouldn't open. No wonder Clara was always poorly.
You don't look so rosy-cheeked yourself, said Ursula. Peter won't recognize you when he gets home from school.
Oh, I'm all right. I've just had homesickness. But I'll be better now I'm back with Grandfather.
Then, without a word, Heidi lifted down the book of songs from the shelf and blew the dust away.
What would you like me to read, Granny? Asked Heidi.
Anything you like, child. Anything you like. But can you really read, Heidi?
Here's one about the sun. I think I'll read that.
The golden sun his course doth run and speaks his light so warm and bright upon us all.
Why, Heidi, you can read.
Heidi went on reading until the cottage door banged suddenly, and there stood Peter. Heidi was so pleased to see him, she ran over and kissed him. She told him everything that had happened to her since she had last seen him, and how she had learned to read, and really how easy it was. And when Peter had to admit that he still could not read, Heidi said,
We'll go up to Hawk's Peak tomorrow, and I'll give you your first lesson. I'm going to teach you to read.
Do you really think you can teach me? Peter asked.
Of course I can. You'll see.
All summer, Heidi and Peter and the goats roamed about on the Alps, high above Grandfather's cottage. Heidi saw the flowers and the birds again, and all those things she had so missed and longed for while in Frankfurt. No one in the world was happier, except perhaps Peter. With her help, day by day, he learned to read. First letters, then words, then sentences, until he could read quite well from Granny's book of songs. Then one day, while playing outside the chalet, Heidi saw a party of strangers coming up from the village. She gave such a loud cry that Grandfather came rushing out to see what had happened.
They've come! Oh, they've come at last! Look, Grandfather, look!
The procession was making its way slowly up the mountain path. In front, two men carried a chair on two long poles, with a girl huddled up inside, covered with blankets and shawls. Behind them rode a lady on a fine white horse, and behind her came a man pushing an empty wheelchair, and a man with a bundle of coats and parcels. When they reached Grandfather's chalet, Heidi rushed up to them and kissed the girl in the chair. It was Clara, her friend from Frankfurt, and on the horse sat Clara's grandmama.
What a wonderful house you have, Uncle! Said the old lady, getting off her horse. No wonder Heidi longed to return.
Do you like it, Clara?
Asked Heidi excitedly. Clara looked around her in wonder. She had never seen anything so beautiful. Can I stay here forever? She asked her grandmama.
Well, I don't know about forever, but if Uncle Alp agrees, you can stay for a while.
Oh, please say yes, said Heidi.
The old man smiled.
Of course you can, Clara.
Then, after they had all eaten a meal of toasted cheese and milk, it was agreed that Grandmama would return for Clara after 4 weeks. That night, as the sun was going down, Grandfather carried Clara up the ladder to the hayloft where Heidi slept.
It might seem strange to a young lady like you, he said, but I think you'll be comfortable.
It's like a dream, said Clara. I've heard Heidi talk about her haybed and the round window cut in the wall, but I never thought I'd be here myself looking down the valley. It's just as you told me, Heidi, but twice as beautiful. And tomorrow I'll meet Peter and Granny and all the goats. Oh, I'm so happy.
But Peter did not feel happy. He felt that Heidi had abandoned him for Clara. And when he came the next morning, he only grudgingly agreed to help Heidi push Clara's wheelchair up the mountain path. He saw Heidi show Clara all the things he had shown her and felt betrayed. And when they stopped to eat their lunch, Peter's jealousy grew so strong that when the girls were not looking, he rushed over to the wheelchair, released the brake, and gave it a violent push. The chair rolled over the brow of the hill, faster and faster. In a flash, it was over the edge, breaking up into fragments on the jagged rocks below.
My chair! Cried Clara in horror. How shall I ever get down? Oh, if only I could walk.
We'll just have to help you down as best we can, said Heidi. Put one arm round my neck and the other through Peter's arm. Now lean as hard as you can and we'll carry you down.
But Clara was not light and they soon tired of carrying her.
Put your foot down firmly, said Heidi.
Clara did as she was told. She placed one foot on the ground, then the other. Then, supported by Heidi and Peter, she tried to take a little step.
I think I can do it, Heidi.
Slowly, painfully, Clara put one foot down, then another.
I can make proper steps. Look, look, I can make proper steps.
Clara held on firmly to Peter and Heidi, but she found she could make proper steps.
She was walking.
Heidi was beside herself with joy.
If only Grandfather and Grandmama could see you. Now we can come to the mountains every day.
They walked on a little further, then stopped to rest. The sun was warm, and soon, what with the exertions of the morning and the heady scent of the flowers, they all fell fast asleep. There they lay as the afternoon sun mellowed until Grandfather, anxious to know what had happened to them, suddenly arrived, calling to them. Heidi woke up and rushed towards him.
Grandfather! Grandfather! Clara can walk!
What? What do you say, child? Surely not.
But he smiled, and supporting Clara, encouraged her to walk. Slowly, carefully, the girl took a few steps, supported by Uncle Alp's strong arm.
That's wonderful, he said. But we mustn't overdo it.
And he lifted Clara up into his arms and carried her back to the hut. Early next morning, Grandfather said he would write to Clara's grandmama, inviting her to visit them, because they had something very special to show her. The days that followed were perhaps the happiest Heidi had known. Every day, Clara woke up knowing she was getting better and stronger, and every day she was able to walk further. Several days passed before Grandmama wrote back, saying she would arrive the next day with Mr. Sesaman, Clara's father. Seated on the bench outside Uncle Alp's hut the next day, Heidi and Clara waited for their guests. At last they came.
"What's this?" said Grandmama when she saw Clara. "Why aren't you in your chair?"
Then, aided by Heidi, Clara got up and embraced her grandmama. Mr. Sesemann just stared at Clara, tears coming to his eyes.
"Don't you know me, Papa? Have I really changed so much?" laughed Clara.
"Clara!" His daughter, her face glowing with health, her hair bleached gold by the sun, was walking down the path towards him. He ran forward and caught her up in his arms.
"Is it really you, my darling?"
"It is, Papa, really. My chair got broken, so Peter and Heidi had to carry me. It made them so tired. I just had to walk. I had to."
Then Heidi, Grandfather, Grandmama, and Peter joined them. Together, they all went down to Peter's cottage to celebrate. The noise of their laughter rang across the valley and echoed off the mountains. Uncle Alp, shy and awkward in his best suit, sang a song from Granny's book.
"You have a fine voice, Uncle," said Grandmama Sesemann. "You should sing in the church choir."
And to everyone's astonishment, Uncle Alp said,
"I think I might, if the church in Dorfli will have me. I'm thinking of taking Heidi to school down there next winter anyway."
Only Peter felt unable to join in the laughter. He still felt guilty at having pushed Clara's wheelchair over the mountain.
"Come here, boy," said Grandmother Sesemann, "and stand in front of me. You helped Clara to walk again, and you shall have a reward too."
"No,"
he said, almost in tears.
"I had to help Clara. I pushed her wheelchair over the cliff because I was jealous. Heidi knows, but hasn't told anyone because she's my friend. But I know now that I did wrong, and I'm very sorry for it."
Shaking and trembling, Peter stared at Grandmama Sesemann.
"Well, yes, it was very wicked to push the chair away," said Grandmama. "But it made poor Clara walk. So there's no need to feel sad anymore."
Soon, too soon, it was time for everyone to leave. Herr Sesemann and Grandmama had already decided that Clara must go with them. Many tears were shed when they had to say goodbye, but Grandmama said that summer would return and Clara could once again come to stay with Uncle Alp and Heidi and Peter in their beautiful home in the mountains.